This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During the Sunday news cycle and the talk shows, there were lots of discussions about the New Zealand mass shooting in which 50 were killed and dozens wounded. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney dismissed accusations that President Trump emboldened white nationalists like alleged shooter Brenton Tarrant, who praised Trump in his manifesto as a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose.
You've seen the president stand up for religious liberties, individual liberties. The president is not a white supremacist. I'm not sure how many times we have to say that. And to simply ask the question every time something like this happens overseas or even domestically to say, oh my goodness, it must somehow be the president's fault, speaks to a politicization of everything that I think is undermining sort of the institutions that we have in the country today.
Meanwhile, Marie Fitzgerald, who says she's Terrence's grandmother, told Australia's Channel 9 that the whole family is in shock at what her grandson has done.
It's just so much for everything to take in that somebody in our family would do anything like this.
In Christchurch, the city is planning a major vigil and memorial Thursday, but several community-driven memorials have been erected already near the mosque, parks, and throughout the city, allowing places for people to grieve. President Trump is firing new broadsides at the late Senator John McCain nearly 7 months after the one-time prisoner of war in Vietnam died from brain cancer. In a trio of Twitter comments Saturday and Sunday, Mr. Trump contended the Republican lawmaker helped instigate special counsel Robert Mueller's long-running investigation of links between Trump's 2016 election campaign and Russia, and complained again, as he has in the past, about McCain's 27 vote that doomed Trump's attempted overhaul of national health care policy.